You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Lance Lynn struck out 16, and a bunch of prospects got promoted. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Monday, June 19th. Frank Stanfield joined by Scott White, and let's talk about Lance Lynn, who tied a franchise record with 16 strikeouts on Sunday. Scott, is Lance Lynn back? What do you think?
I mean, this is better than we've ever seen Lance Lynn before. Is he back? He's new and improved, apparently. I had been, and it was hard, I understand, his ERA was up near 7 for most of the year, but I had been preaching patience with Lance Lynn. I thought he was still doing a number of things well, particularly missing bat, swinging strike rate, among the best he's ever had, that would suggest, okay, he hadn't lost everything. There was still stuff there. It wasn't a case of him getting old and and losing his stuff and not being able to miss bats anymore. And I think this start shows it in about as dramatically as possible. The 16 strikeouts, the 33 swinging strikes. I mean, just amazing. Better than I think any of us imagined seeing from Lance Lynn at any point, even us believers. Interestingly, he made some changes with his pitch selection here that are worth commenting on. His fastball rate for the season, he threw it about 43% of the time. It was only 23% of the time in this one. And in its place were a bunch of different pitches. He has this big wide arsenal that we didn't even really know Lance Lynn had. So he got 6 of those 33 swinging strikes on 11% sliders. He got 5 on 10% changeups. I mean, 11%, 10%. He didn't throw a lot of either of those pitches, but they combined for a third of his swinging strikes, and they were more than he had thrown the slider and changeup previously. So I think he had some of the element of surprise working for him here, and maybe, hopefully, he takes that as a cue to mix them in more because they clearly worked for him in this start, only 78.7 average exit velocity. So when he was allowing contact, it was very weak contact. And I do think this performance, if nothing else, shoots down the narrative that he can't hack it with the pitch clock, that he can't work at the tempo. He can't, you know, he gets worn out fast because he has to work faster. Clearly, that wasn't an issue in this start where he threw 114 pitches. So I don't know that Lance Lynn's back. Maybe he'll give up 6 earned runs next time out. But I think I'm encouraged. If I held on to him and if I didn't, I'd see if he's out there.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I don't know that I would get Lance Lynn back in the lineup for sure. He's facing the Red Sox this week, which typically has been a pretty tough matchup all season long, but very encouraging signs for Lance Lynn. Let's get into some of those prospect promotions, Scott. We'll start with Emmett Sheehan, who got called up by the Dodgers on Friday. He threw 6 no-hit innings with 2 walks and 3 strikeouts up against the San Francisco Giants. He's 43% rostered. What are your thoughts on Emmett Sheehan? Do you think he's a must-add in fantasy baseball?
I think he is. I think he's the top player I'm looking to add in most fantasy leagues. He was one of the biggest risers among prospects this year. His numbers at AA, 186 ERA, a .88 whip, 14.9 K per nine, a 20% swinging strike rate. Just phenomenal numbers. And he has the big swing and miss fastball with the rising effect. That's just like it has the optimal characteristics for the modern game. And this has kind of become a trademark for Dodgers minor league pitchers. Sheehan's the one who took off more than any other. And, you know, he didn't have many swinging strikes in this start, and we'll need to see that improve going forward, but he no-hit a pretty good team over 6 innings. So that's, you know, that's encouraging enough for me.
Scott, are you taking Sheehan over Andrew Abbott, Brian Bayo, and Braxton Garrett? Those were 3 other names that pitched very well this weekend.
Well, I have a lot of skepticism about Abbott, but that's a different subject that you can hear about on the full-length podcast. Yeah, I would take Sheehan over those. And I like Bayo and Braxton Garrett, but I'd take Sheehan over both.
All right, we also got two big catcher promotions this weekend. Henry Davis getting called up by the Pirates on Monday. He was the first overall pick in 2021. And Bo Naylor getting called up by the Guardians. And yeah, both of these guys, 23 years old. They both come with power and speed. Scott, which one do you prefer? And you know, would you be looking to add either or both in a one catcher league if you've been struggling?
If I was dissatisfied with my catcher, you know, was MJ Melendez or Cal Raleigh or whomever else, Alejandro Kirk, if you're still trying to gut it out with him. Yeah, I'd be looking to make a swap because these are two of the best catcher prospects that you could ask for, really, to arrive at this point in the season. Between the two, Henry Davis is my favorite. If for no other reason, I mean, he was the top pick in the draft, the number one overall pick just 2 years ago. And I don't know why he's not being hyped up more just based on that. Of course, the minor league production, particularly this year, has been great. It's a little underwhelming last year. He was dealing with a couple wrist issues that held him back. But he's been amazing this year. Both of these guys excel with the plate discipline. Bo Naylor, despite hitting .254 at AAA, .393 on base percentage. Henry Davis, the .284 batting average, but .433 on base percentage. So they walk a lot. They both have some speed too. Bo Naylor was actually a 2020 guy last year. We'll see if that carries over to the majors. I do think Bo Naylor is at a disadvantage for batting average because even though he doesn't strike out much, you know, .254 hitter this year, .263 last year, just seems to put the ball in the air a lot of infield flies, just doesn't seem to have a swing that's optimized for batting average. Henry Davis at least has a chance for that. And I do think Davis has a better path to playing time because Bo Naylor being a left-handed hitter, pretty much exclusive to catcher, and the Guardians put a high priority on defense behind the plate. And I'm just not sure they're going to entrust full-time at-bats to a rookie. Maybe, but maybe not. Davis, meanwhile, they like his bat so much, they might play him in the outfield sometimes.
Okay, so lots of fun there. Again, if you need a catcher, the two names are Henry Davis and Bo Naylor. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.